That's a great, great song. When did you meet Doc Watson there, Jerry Douglas?
Wow. I must have met a little bit after Sam. But I remember Merle and Doc and T. Michael traveling around the country. And I was in several different bands, played with Doc. But Doc and I did a 501 jeans commercial once together. And I'd never been in the position of leading a blind man, and I should have called Sam first. But I made the mistake, and I picked Doc up at the airport, and I said, "Anything you want, Doc?" And he said, "I want a cheeseburger." Yeah. And so I'll take you where the best cheeseburger in town is. It's a bar, though. Okay. So I'll take you in the part of the bar where no one smokes, because Doc didn't like smoking. He didn't like cigarette smoke. And so we, he was ahead of his time. But so we went to a place called Brown's Diner in Nashville, which I'm sure you've been there. Right. But we had a good time, and Doc got that thing all over him. We got him all cleaned up, got back to the studio. It was a good cheeseburger, and you eat those things. The cheeseburgers at Brown's, everyone got them all over them. It wasn't just Doc. But we did the 501's jeans commercial, and it did play for a little while. And bought several Amana freezers and things like that. I'm sure Doc built another house or something. Utility shit. But that was one of the coolest things I've ever been able to do in my life, was to be able to have a treasure like that, be in charge of something like that. And it's kind of a scary thing, but I'm glad I got to do it that one time. And I got to work on a lot of records with Doc Watson. And actually, he asked me to produce a record for him one time, which we never got to do. And it was another record like Memories he wanted to do, where he did all old country songs, but he didn't want to do anything newer than 1965. So I had to do a little research. And we never got around to making the record, and I wish we had, but I'm gonna miss Doc. That's all I got to say about that.
Doc Watson could do a train song. He knew what to do with that. Here's one, a great one that he did. It's "Train to Carry My Girl from Town." Can we do some fans?
Hey.